This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
What should my priorities be on Eid Day? Number one, promote happiness and be happy. We are told that if we want to live happy lives, that we shouldn't tie our lives to people or to things, but tie it to a goal. Eid al-Fitr is a yearly reminder that you have accomplished a huge goal. Which other nation do you know has fasted for 30 or 29 consecutive days like you did? Which other community stood in prayer in a nightly fashion for a month like you did? What other nation gives in charity the way you did? Furthermore, which ummah is promised the love and forgiveness and paradise of Allah other than yours? Subhanallah. Be happy. In Ramadan, eating was impermissible and fasting was the obligation. On Eid, fasting is impermissible and breaking your fast is the obligation. And that is because Allah intends joy for you on this day. After all, countless Muslims during Ramadan finally unchained from their necks the yokes of hell. Many worshipped Allah on a night that added over 83 years worth of good deeds to their lives. And many are now such that nothing stands between them and Jannah except death. These are things that are undoubtedly causes for celebration and joy. So be happy. And as head of your household, as a parent, as an older sibling, as a community leader, shift things around for people to create a vibe this Eid. Share gifts, spend on your family, be all smiles, establish contact with each and every relative of yours around the globe. Change the atmosphere at home. If you want to spoil your family, let Eid be the day that you do. That's number one. Number two, mother and father before anyone else. When you're thinking about your Eid greetings and whom you're going to spend some time with this Eid, ensure that that list of people is crowned with two individuals. Those whose love of you is unconditional, whose care for you only grows with the passage of time. Those whose health and wealth, well-being are intrinsically connected to yours. They are your mother and father. Begin with them. The third, amend broken relationships. This Ramadan, we damaged Shaitan's ability over us. So on this day of Eid, don't allow it to recover. And deliver him the last nail to his coffin by initiating a sincere communication of salam to all of those who need to hear it in your life. Voluntary amnesia is what we want on this day. Partial memory loss that liberates our souls from previous fallouts and the pain of the past events. On this day, there's no space for feuds, no place for ill feelings, no such thing as not being on talking terms with another Muslim, and the best of the two who have fallen out is he who initiates the salam. Be that person. The fourth, remember that Eid of sin is not to be celebrated but mourned. Speaking about Ramadan, Allah Almighty said, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah wants you to complete the prescribed period, to proclaim the greatness of Allah for guiding you, and perhaps you will be grateful. So if your Eid is going to be defined by music and smoking and abuse of the hijab and mingling with non-mahrams, missing of salah, and a reunification with previous sins, then it's not an Eid that you are celebrating. It's not Eid that you are actually celebrating. Because Eid at its core, as you heard, is a celebration of shukr, gratitude for Allah's help in completing Ramadan and earning His pardon. This person is actually celebrating something else. They're celebrating their desires, because that has nothing to do with Eid. There are some people who are unfortunate enough to only experience Eid twice a year. And the other people who are blessed, they celebrate it on every day of their lives. Because on each day, they are adding an act of worship. They're blotting out a sin. They're refining their morals. They're planning a project for their hereafter. So they lead happy lives. They celebrate on each and every day. They leap in excitement at the prospect of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ يَوْمٍ لَا يُعْصَى اللَّهُ فِيهِ فَهُوَ عِيدٌ Al-Hasan al-Basri said, each day which passes by where Allah is not disobeyed, that is a day of Eid. وَكُلُّ يَوْمٍ يَقْطَعُهُ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي طَاعَةِ مَوْلَاهُ وَذِكْرِهِ وَشُكْرِهِ فَهُوَ لَهُ عِيدٌ And each day that you spend in the obedience to Allah and gratitude and remembrance of Him, that is a day of Eid.